Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. I remember working with a group of students, teaching them what it was to trust one another and work as a team. One of the exercises we performed was to put a student 3 feet off the ground and have them fall stiff as a board into the arms of their classmates. There are some dangers, even though minimized in this activity, that those who are catching need to know what to do with the impact. If they keep their arms interlocked and outstretched, there is a chance that the impact would cause them to bend at the waist and hit heads. So before the exercise started, I carefully explained that this impact or action will cause another action, and the catchers needed to compensate for the impact properly to avoid hitting their heads together. The students understood the concept and were instructed to absorb the impact with their knees instead of bending at their waist. When they listened, there were no head bangs. Those who ignored the warning banged their heads. It would be nice if these students had a choice to ignore the warnings and not hit their heads together. But it does not work that way. Those who want to do things their own ignorant way will pay the price, because there will always be a reaction to such an impact. In our culture, we love to do the same. We forget that sexual activity creates a life, or that money we spend on our credit cards will actually need to be paid, or that eating too much, again, will actually cause weight gain. Or you fill in the blank. There are many who would say that what I have said thus far is obvious, and that education is the key to stopping unwanted pregnancies, obesity, so on. Yet the research is very clear that education and actions do not necessarily correlate. For example, in August 2004 in National Geographic magazine, we are told about the heavy cost of fat or obesity in our nation. It is reported that in 1971, our nation had a 14.5% of our people obese, as compared to today, a figure of 30.9%. What is the problem with this? Simple. In our culture, education as we know it does not work. It is not that we do not have nutritional information. We do. It's not that we do not have several programs that are available to both learn how to eat right and motivate us to eat right. We do. It's not that we are in the dark about the facts. We are not. It is that we live in a pool of ignorance. We want to believe what we want to believe. We want to blame our genes or our environment or our metabolism. We want to both indulge in whatever our urges dictate and have no consequences. The fact is, there are consequences to our decisions and our actions, and we need to adjust our thought process so that the consequences are what they should be. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud and the Relate365.com leadership team on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.